Hello, this is Angel from Appleton Area Health, and today we're going to talk a little bit about our outdoor visitation at both Apple Ridge and our care center. Today I have with me Caitlin and Jill. Caitlin, do you guys want to tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I am Caitlin Gentry, the Social Services Coordinator in the care center and hospital. I've been there over 3 years now.
And Jill, what's your role?
I am the Patient Accounts Representative at Apple Ridge, and I help oversee the facility. I have been with AAH for just over 3 years.
Great. So we're going to talk a little bit about our outdoor visitation schedule. Can you tell me who can visit? Is it limited to just family only or friends too?
At this time, we are open to both family and friends.
Okay. And what are the hours for visits and how does someone reserve a time?
At Apple Ridge, our hours are from 9 to 11 and 12 to 4. And we would encourage you to call 320-289-8535 to schedule a time for visiting.
And at the care center, our hours Monday through Friday are 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Saturdays, 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And then Sundays from 12:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. We request that visitors email or call to reserve a visit ahead of time. You can email the care center at carecenter@aah-mn.org or call direct lines to myself, 320-289-8502, or to Beth, the activities director, 320-289-8517.
So when people arrive for visiting, do they need to sign in?
Yes, their temperatures will be dated and recorded at each visit, just like the staff do, and people with temperatures with 100 degrees or more will be asked to leave.
Okay, and is there a protocol then for wearing a mask?
We ask that all parties wear a mask. If you do not have one, we will provide one for you.
So Jill, when it comes to distancing or visiting at Apple Ridge, where are those visits located or held?
Currently at Apple Ridge, we have two visiting stations, one in the front and one in the back. We do have them blocked off with tape. We do plan on changing this a little bit when we get a little bit more, we're looking at getting tents to get more shaded areas to do more up front.
Great. And how many people can come and visit at one time?
At this time, there is no limit. But this can change daily, and we do need to make sure we remain the 6 feet in distance. After every visit, we do sanitize all the chairs, so we are keeping it clean.
Okay, and can people bring their pets?
Yes, all pets must be on a leash and under control.
What about touching or holding hands or hugging? Is that allowed?
No, it is not. We need to make sure we maintain that 6 feet at all times for the safety of both parties.
How often can people visit?
As often as desired.
Is there a time limit for visitation?
Time slots are reserved in half-hour increments, but may reserve or stay longer if there is not another visit scheduled next.
And say somebody wanted to bring food or gifts to their resident or friend that they're visiting. Is that allowed?
Yes, it is. We just ask that the visitors give it to the staff, and they will then in turn take it to the tenant or the resident.
Okay. And is there anything that we'd like or you'd like to share then in closing?
Yes. Just to say that we encourage visitors as much as a resident wishes. And overall, I've noticed an increase in the mood and happiness in the care center, and we hope to see you soon.
And if you're out walking by, give our tenants and residents a friendly wave. If you see them outside, we enjoy seeing smiling faces.
Great, thanks.